Welcome to the Courage of a Leader podcast. This is where you hear real life stories of top leaders achieving extraordinary results. And you get practical advice and techniques you can immediately apply for your own success. This is where you will get inspired and take bold, courageous action. I'm so glad you can join us. I'm your host, Amy Riley. Now, are you ready to step into the full power of your leadership and achieve the results you care about most? Let's ignite the courage of a leader. Welcome to the Courage of a Leader podcast. Today, I'm talking about International Women's Day, and more specifically, how leaders can celebrate in ways that actually matter. Not performative, not surface level, not just a social media post and cupcakes in the break room, yet instead, very intentionally, thoughtfully, strategically, if you will. Because International Women's Day is not just a calendar event, it's a leadership opportunity. And courageous leaders like you don't waste opportunities like that. International Women's Day, celebrated every year on March 8th, began in the early 1900s. It was rooted in labor movements, women advocating for fair wages, safer working conditions, and the right to vote. The first official gathering was in 1911. The United Nations began formally recognizing it in 1975. This isn't a new idea. This is more than a trend. It's global recognition of progress made and progress still desperately needed. If you'd like a credible overview of the history and the current global theme each year, the UN Women's site is a great resource for that. We'll make sure that the link is in the show notes. I encourage you to read it, not just skim it, yet read it in depth. Because when we as leaders understand the context, we lead with more depth. International Women's Day, it's not about flowers or pink branding. It's not even primarily about celebration. It's about visibility, contribution, equity, opportunity. So first, I want to give a moment here for all of us as leaders to reflect. Ask yourself, do the women on my team feel seen? Do they feel heard? Do they believe that their contributions truly matter? Because celebration without acknowledgement of value can feel performative. And we don't want to settle for performative. Next, let's make this practical. You don't need a huge budget. You don't need a formal event. You just need intention. And I'm going to share with you four practical ways to celebrate that actually matter. The first is publicly recognize specific contributions. Talk about impact in a team meeting. Third, create pair gratitude exchanges. I'm going to tell you exactly what I mean by that. And four, have intentional one-on-ones. Let's talk about each of these, and then I want to invite you to pursue one of these four practical ways to meaningfully celebrate International Women's Day with your team. So the first is publicly recognize specific contributions. In your next team meeting or group forum, take time to recognize the women on your team, specifically and concretely. Not "She does a great job," or "She does a great job with this." Instead, her leadership on the Q4 initiative increased retention by 12%. Her strategic thinking shifted the direction of this project, and we were able to accomplish specific result, right? Specific recognition builds confidence and credibility. Vague praise does not. Second practical approach, talk about impact in a team meeting. This is simple and powerful. Invite each woman on the team to answer One or both of these questions. What's one contribution you're proud of this year? What strength do you bring that our team relies on? Now, let me acknowledge, for some, this might feel uncomfortable. Many high-performing women, humans, are conditioned to downplay their strengths. That's why your leadership matters. Normalize naming impact. Normalize owning value. Normalize this confidence without apology. So many of you tell me you want your team to be more proactive, that you want to stop putting out fires or following up all the time. You want your team to take ownership, keep moving things forward, and get more done in the day. How can you figure out how to do this with your team? You can take the Inspire Your Team to Greatness assessment that I've created to answer these burning questions that so many of my client leaders have posed. It's worked for them, and it'll work for you. In less than 10 minutes, find out what's getting in the way and how you can get your team to get more done during the day without you having to hover over them. In my nearly three decades of work with leaders at all levels and across industries, I've discovered the 11 things that leaders do, even very well-intentioned leaders do, that kill productivity. Take the Inspire Your Team to Greatness assessment, and you'll get a custom report that will tell you step-by-step what you need to do to guarantee that your team is more proactive and productive. It's absolutely free of charge, and it'll create a win-win-win. It's a win for me when you share your great results from the assessment with other leaders. It's a win for you, and it's ultimately a win for your team and organization as you collectively accomplish more. Click on the assessment link in the show notes now to change the course of your leadership and inspire your team to new heights and to demonstrate the courage of a leader. Third practical way, create pair gratitude exchanges. Create space for colleagues, two women, to share about each other. One way this woman has positively influenced their work, one quality they deeply respect about her. If your team culture supports it, you could do this in a group setting, or you could identify the pairings and have the two women have that private conversation. Peer acknowledgement is powerful. It's often more powerful than leader acknowledgement. Fourth, have intentional one-on-ones. Use International Women's Day as a catalyst for deeper conversation in your one-on-ones. You can ask, what impact have you made this year that you don't talk about enough? Where do you feel most confident in your contribution? What strengths set you apart here? What's a win you haven't fully celebrated? Where do you want to expand your influence this year? And when she answers these questions, amplify the response. Reflect back what you hear. I see that in you. I've noticed that too. That strength has changed the way this team operates, and give specific examples of that. Help her see and claim the value she brings. When we name our value out loud, something shifts. Confidence grows, visibility increases, leadership expands. Now, I'm going to raise the bar. International Women's Day should not be a mask for inequity. It should be a spotlight on reality. So ask yourself the process and the system questions, if you will. Who gets stretch assignments on your team? Who is being sponsored for advancement? Are the pay and opportunity equitable? Are women represented in decision-making spaces? Celebration without structural awareness is incomplete. Courageous leadership means examining systems, not just applauding individuals. Now, you may not have created the system or the process or an inequity that exists, yet how do you influence the solution? How do you move towards equity? If you need any support in influencing changes needed for equity, do not hesitate to reach out to me. I am happy to support you in that. You can reach out at amy@courageofaleader.com. Leadership is not neutral. It either reinforces inequity or it advances opportunity. Okay, as I wrap up this podcast episode, I want to challenge you. Reflect. Carve out time to reflect. Are the women on your team feeling heard, seen, and valued? And are your systems equitable? Take actions as appropriate. And again, I'm happy to support you in this. And then choose one of the practical approaches I outlined to celebrate in a meaningful way. I have to do them all. Select one and do it well. Publicly recognize specific contributions. Talk about impact in a team meeting. Create those pair gratitude exchanges. Have intentional one-on-ones. Put this in your calendar. Make it happen. International Women's Day is a moment. Yet use it to spark meaningful discussion and change. It's an opportunity to empower, inspire, and build confidence. Courageous leaders don't just celebrate progress, they contribute to it. And that starts with intention. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Courage of a Leader podcast. If this episode sparked an idea or challenged you in the right ways, share it with another leader who is committed to building stronger, more equitable teams. Happy International Women's Day. I'll see you next time on The Courage of a Leader. Thank you for listening to The Courage of a Leader podcast. If you'd like to further explore this episode's topic, please reach out to me through the Courage of a Leader website at www.courageofaleader.com. I'd love to hear from you. Please take the time to leave a review on iTunes. That helps us expand our reach and get more people fully stepping into their leadership potential. Until next time, be bold and be brave because you've got the courage of a leader.